Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chris Martell joins us now. Fox Sports Tennessee and the Neutral Zone, which you can hear this evening right here on 104.5 The Zone. Chris, what's going on?
Not much, gentlemen. How are you all this morning?
We're doing good. It's hard to find a whole lot good in that second period last night. Why did you feel like the Predators were unable to kind of slow the game down and regain control like we saw in the first period?
That's a really good question. Going back and watching some of it, a lot of it, you know, we really kind of factor in luck into the equation when it comes to hockey. And for those who say that luck is non-existent in hockey, I go back and we will look at the very first goal for the Winnipeg Jets. You know, I mean, that is a puck that is clearly going wide, and it takes one, two bounces, goes off a leg, past Rene, and then it's 3-1, and then it just falls downhill from there. But luck aside, just once the first goal goes in, Winnipeg's crowd starts to get back into it. They get a second one, and then it seems like it's a deafening atmosphere. Preds get caught defensively back behind the net, and they get the third one, and it just snowballs from there. And when you look at the second period, there's not much you can – I don't know as much as all you can really take out of it positively. But at the same time, it's one of those things where you can't let a team come back like that when you have a 3-0 lead, regardless if 3-0 is the most dangerous lead in hockey or not.
2-0 used to be.
Yeah, I mean that's just not something you can do, guys.
Dustin Byfuglien scored that just killer goal right there before the second intermission. If they don't find a way to neutralize him to at least some extent, they're in big trouble. How can they get a better handle on him?
Well, he's a big guy, you know. I mean, he's billed on the media's website as 260 pounds, and I would say of that 260 pounds, probably 255 of it is straight muscle. You know, Byfuglien is just a large individual, and you know, trying to corral a Dustin Byfuglien, a player who is not just good defensively, but is able to quick strike as well and swing things in favor of his team. It's a very difficult thing to do. And I think one of the biggest things that Nashville is going to have to do in their upcoming games is just make sure that he's covered, kind of like how you would do Ovechkin with the Washington Capitals. You give him a little time and space, but make sure at the same time you kind of do a good job of getting a body in the lane or putting a stick in the lane, doing something to kind of deflect those shots. It's tough. I mean, Dustin Byfuglien, he has a rocket of a shot. You know, I mean, he always is one of the competitors for the hardest shot competition every year during the All-Star skill competition. So players know how hard he can shoot the puck, but at the same time, this has got to be a guy that's got to be kept in check. And I think for the last two games, games two and games three both, he has largely gone unchecked. And you saw what happened last night. He gets two goals, two key goals for the Jets to help them towards a 7-4 victory against the Predators.
We're on with Christopher Martell of Fox Sports. And Chris, you know, we're talking about Pecorine's play, but when his mask, I guess, came loose, what do you think he should have done at that point? You know, he couldn't get the referee's attention. So what can he get to do to get the play to stop? Is there a certain protocol you think you should go through, or should he have just kept playing like he did?
Well, Blaine, that's a really good question. I mean, I think what he did, as soon as the strap came undone, he looked at the ref and he pretty much signaled, "Hey, man, my strap's undone. Can you blow the puck dead?" And for all intents and purposes, the ref just kind of ignored it. And I think the only thing Pecorine can do from there is shake the mask off. I mean, the commentators last night for NBC Sports were correctly talking about how Rene just shook the mask off, and Rene noted later on, you know, that he could have done it, but he he felt like he was just going to respect that part of the game. And then lo and behold, just seconds later, they get that crucial goal, or Winnipeg gets that goal. And it's just what Rene did initially, trying to get the attention of the referees. That's the correct way he should have done it. Should he have shaken his helmet off? You know, hindsight's 20/20 at this point. I don't really know if he should have or not. Absolutely, he could have, and it would have stopped the play. But it's on the onus is on the referee to stop the play, especially if a goaltender's helmet, the key part of equipment for the goaltender, it has come undone, and it's a safety issue at that point.
Well, lastly for me, I guess, with the Predators' lack of discipline and getting the penalties, could this cost them the series?
Well, it's been an issue all year long. They're the number one penalized team in the league, and they continue to be so. I think it could it cost them the series? Absolutely. You know, if they get stuck in the box for game four and game five, if they just continue to march themselves to the penalty box, absolutely can cost them the series, because Winnipeg, you know, they were able to keep Colorado in check in terms of Colorado's power play, but keeping Winnipeg in check in terms of their power play, it's not going to be the same song and dance. It's kind of like a night and day conversation, regardless if Colorado has Nathan MacKinnon and Gabriel Landeskog. Winnipeg has Patrick Laine and Mark Scheifele, but they've also got Dustin Byfuglien, and they have Brian Little, and they've got Brandon Tanev. They have all these players that can just damage you on the power play, and I think Nashville knows that, especially after last night. They take three massive penalties near the end of the game, and they get caught for it. So could it cost them the series? Absolutely. But at the same time, as we've been saying all season long, Nashville's got to stay out of the box. If they haven't learned that lesson yet, I don't know how much more we can continue to say it, because we've already said it till we're blue in the face.
Chris, what about the Preds' poor play in the defensive zone? And I've been saying that the Jets are so good on the rush, and the Preds have never been good against the rush. But even when they set up in the offensive zone, you know, that 4-on-4 was really troubling, because they, you know, the Jets went in that triangle and did the tic-tac-toe, and it's 3-3 with an easy goal. And they scored another one before that. But if you're Peter Laviolette, are you working more on your team neck up, or do you, you know, give them a tough practice today?
You know, I think if I'm Peter Laviolette, I'm giving them a tough practice today, because this is a Preds team that had Winnipeg on the ropes 3-0 after the first period, and they stopped playing. You know, the Predators, you know, they've said just as much in their post-game comments last night, but it can't be understated how much they just stopped playing in the second period. It was like they were just going through the motions, and Winnipeg was just having tic-tac-toe passing plays, like you said. But I noted at the beginning of the playoffs that the team that out-forechecks the Predators is going to be the team that causes the most damage against them. Colorado was able to kind of figure that out in a couple of their games and really kind of increase the speed that they were taking on the Predators with. Winnipeg, though, it comes very naturally to them. The Jets team as a whole is a quick, very skillful team, and it's really throwing off the pace of the Predators and how quickly Winnipeg is transitioning through the neutral zone into Nashville's end and is setting up and just passing the puck back left and right. It's really taking the Predators back, and it's putting them back on their heels, and Nashville right now has no counter for it.
Well, I was going to say, the other part of this is, I think people, you know, revert back to what they did last spring and don't understand that this is a totally different deal. It feels different. Yeah, I know they bounced back after losses, but this one doesn't feel very good. So what about that whole element of bounce back as far as tomorrow night's game?
Well, you know, someone brought this up to me on Twitter. They said, you know, this kind of feels very much like the Buffalo game earlier in the season, where Nashville laid a big fat egg on the ice, and they came out the next day and played one of their best games all season long. And I look at that example, and I take it in context of the Winnipeg Jets. And, you know, if Nashville were to have played Winnipeg and then, say, play a different team on Thursday, well, you know, maybe they come out and have a much better effort. But, you know, game three was kind of demoralizing in the fact that you have a 3-0 lead and you lose 7-4. You're outscored 7-1, regardless of the empty net goals. You're outscored 7-1 over the last 40 minutes. I think for Nashville, they have to have a better game. They have to have a better game in game four. They have to come out, have the same period, same first period they had in game three. But they have to keep check for the other next 40 minutes as well. And they have to tie the series back up. And people forget that one win in Winnipeg gets home ice back in Nashville's advantage. They should have had that win in game three, but now they're going to have it in game four. Cause if they don't have it in game four, they're coming back down to Nashville down 3-1 in a series that will be very hard to climb back out of and win.
It'll be tough. Christopher Martel from Fox Sports Tennessee in the neutral zone here on The Zone, which you can hear this evening. Chris, thanks so much.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great morning.